Peacemakers. Many alternatives, the same goal. Peace for one is peace for all. Peacemakers.
Hello and welcome to Peacemakers on Radio Miraya with me, Gabriel Shadar. And this is our discussion that comes from the States sometimes, and also sometimes from Juba here. And of course, this week we are moving to Lakes State, where we have Civil Affairs Officer Benjamin Newell. And of course, Benjamin Newell, quite after 3 months or so from our last discussion on Peacemakers program, you see Lakes State Civil Affairs Division has been doing a number of activities. So what are you starting with? I see on the list here the migration conference in Choi Bet, which is you've just been concluding just a few days ago. So last week, for example. So what has been going on with that, and what are some of the major resolutions from this?
Thank you, Shadar, and hello, everybody who is listening to Miraya FM. Indeed, we conducted a migration conference in Choi Bet that was on 10 to 11, and that covers about... We conducted a migration conference that is exactly on 10 to 11 in Choi Bet County. That brought about five Payams of Choi Bet County, and the issue was related to migration issues, particularly the routing, how they will live peacefully in those grazing lands, and how basically they will administer the area for grazing among different communities who would converge there during dry season. Those were issues discussed, and forces that were required to also back up the Galwang leaders and the chief in the area. Those were discussed and adopted, and people accepted that they will be moving to the area to share those common resources together without any violence.
Mm-hmm. And just remember that there was a reported conflict in one of the areas. I think that was a Awareal. And I wonder whether this model that we've discussed in Choi Bet was not really taken care of or implemented properly when it came to that area of Lakes State.
Yeah, well, you see sometimes the terrain differs. The site of Awareal could be, the issues in Awareal could be totally different from this area. This place completely is a one area, belongs to Panyar community. Mm. And this place, it has different communities that comes to graze, because this is the only place with plenty of catchment, water catchment, and with the plenty of pastures for their cattle. So you will discover that there are people from Jalwa, people from Tony East, people from Rumbek North and Greater Go coming to the same area to graze in that particular place. And so when we discuss, it's not basically about Go community alone, but it involves also the neighboring communities who would basically come and graze in that particular area. Mm. So those were the issues we looked at. Initially, migration period has a lot of issues, particularly cattle raiding and stuff related. However, this year it seems like there are few issues reported or few incidences of cattle theft rather than cattle raiding. Then we are just kind of encouraging community to avoid also to go that far to avoid cattle theft, which of course cannot be controlled at all. But at least we discourage them, and we wanted them to live together and share the same areas without any problem.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the agreed mechanisms to maintain what has been agreed upon by the parties?
One of them is that they should form a committee that involves all different communities who will be convening in the same area. At least each section will have an elderly person, a youth, and a chief, and that would bring close to 30 members who will be supervising the area, which is actually the key issues. The side of the government also agreed to send some of the demonstrators into the area to be co-located in those places in order to supervise those issues that might come up. It also includes the routing, because sometimes you discover that people, where they will be moving could also be a cause of problem. So they also discuss how community will move from different areas to the same. They also discussed accepted areas that are to be marked for each community, because there are community who are still with the friction. They were kind of they be separated at some points, and other neutral community could be put into between the two communities. So those were the things that were agreed.
Mm-hmm.
And they also put some sort of penalty should you be found with the cattle stolen, and how to handle that. They also say those who are hiding thieves out, they would be given some sort of penalties. So mm-hmm. those were the things that were adopted.
Yeah. Benjamin, you all may be a little moving away from the focus on cattle and this, but it's also, this is a meeting of people. This is a meeting of young people, energetic, and also mingling and also making connections. So how does it work out during this time?
Well, sometimes, Gabriel, you can believe me that even the youth themselves have fatigue of fighting, and you discovered that some of them are really currently an agent of peace. They wanted a change. They wanted to live without any violence again. And you see sometimes they are the one advocating, the youth themselves. You find the youth from side of Tiap-Tiap side of, they are the one talking to the youth of side of Rick. They communicate, they talk about peace, like the recent situation in between Luanjiang and Pakam. They are the one calling themselves. They have their own connection.
Mm.
So some are kind of deviants causing, they wanted a problem to spark in order to benefit out of it. And some, they're like the real agents for peace. They call them and they say, guys, listen, we are not fighting. We want it to live in peace. If you are here for dry season, please, we will not attack you. And they even give us an early warning information that this is the situation under which we are living.
Mm.
So they are kind of interconnected in a way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like kind of an opportunity also to mingle with other communities. And I understand that those people in Lake State, they like to intermarry and go and find their wives from far areas. Does that happen also during this dry season and this migration?
Well, sometimes when it comes to marriages, Chadar is totally different. Well, it could be also if one of social cohesions that build a social fabric among or between the communities. However, even during wartime, so you see, you find the same warring communities would go and marry from this one and this one. And so there is that window or that relationship between specific communities within the warring section.
Mm-hmm.
But if it is expanded that much, I think the holistic peace or partnership or friendship can be built further.
Yep. Listeners, Radio Maddy's Peacemakers program with me, Gabriel Shadar. I'm talking to Benjamin Yol from Lakes Estate in Rumbeg there. And we are talking about updates they have been on what they have been trying to do in regard to their mandate. And we've just concluded this discussion on migration conference in Chuaibet that was held on the 10th and 11th of February. And that was that included 23 leaders. Main leaders from the cattle camps, and agreed to move together in to Jau grazing land. And Benjamin, you have been also engaging state MPs, that is the state members of parliament. So they have been trying to visit their constituencies and speaking with the youth. So what has been happening with this?
Well, Civil Affairs came up with these programmatic activities to support the state MPs to go and visit their assemblies, their constituencies, go and talk to community, support the peace initiative that we are talking, support this migration-related issues, also talk about social cohesion-related, like last time when we were having a couple of activities that brought youth together. On this note, we began with the MPs of Rumbeg North and Chuaibet counties. They really went and they had a successful visit, and they engage their constituencies, and they talk about the peace, they talk about their neighbors, they talk about cattle theft, they talk about all those small issues that might trigger violence again. It was a very fruitful visit, and we really appreciate what happened. And we are continuing with the same plan. The MPs from different constituencies will also pick up after we are done with Chebet, and we will see in our schedule where or when to visit other constituencies of Greater Yurul, Wulu, and Rumbek East counties.
But what actually, how actually do you help in that?
Sometimes, you know, these MPs, the state was, since the revitalized peace agreement, most of these MPs, they've never been together. Remember, some are from IO, some are from OPP, some are from SOA, from the government. So it becomes a bit tricky. But when we brought them together and we tell them, listen, we are serving one state, one government, so why don't you work together, regardless of your different parties, and come now and engage community. So when they are together, people understand there is no division in the government, there's no nothing. They are all government, and they are serving the same communities. And so everybody has a voice to give that indicate there is no divide government, but the only government of unity that pursue agenda for peace among their communities. It becomes more effective, and people give it a chance to listen to them from different perspectives.
So you have a scenario in which different MPs from different political parties and political lines, they go together to their constituency. That is the case.
Indeed, that's what we actually did.
And okay.
We sent them all as a group.
Now, how do you send them? You accompany them? You provide transport? What? How do you do it?
We support transport. We support even a little money for the days they will spend in the field. So at times we will also go with them to make sure that it's not turned out as a political rally, but it's just building trust, building confidence among the communities, showing the communities that they are working as one government. Mm-hmm. So that's the intention. We normally support them for the transport. We facilitate transportation and some drinks as well for them for the days they will spend on the ground.
So you have done for Chuaibet and Rumbek North. What about the other six counties?
They are in plan. We only cover two counties. That's Chebet and Rumbek North, and we are yet to embark on another remaining counties.
So, in total, any idea about the number of MPs you will be trying to move around in the state, according to the number of MPs in the
it's
state?
Basically, it's all MPs.
They are about 100, or
is all MPs from? The entire, I don't know exactly the number of the MPs in the state legislative assembly, but all of them will be engaged, probably except of the high profile, like the speaker. And if she's interested, definitely all of them will be supported to visit their constituencies, because I know some were even allocated at Juba level to represent the same areas.
Yes.
The same, for example, Rumbek North has been represented by IOPP, so on. They are all there, and we take them all. We don't leave behind anybody, unless under any condition that a person complains. We wanted all of them to go together.
For those of Chuaibet and Rumbek North, how did they feel about this support?
Some of them gave us feedback. They were happy, and they really appreciate the role civil affairs is doing. They really feel like they had an opportunity to visit their community, to talk to them, to understand the context in the community, to see how communities are suffering, to also understand what are the things that are lacking. And it's also good for an MP to have a context with the local communities, and and that would help them in issues that they would be legislating in assembly.
I think next time they go, or you have your turn on peacemakers, I would like to have some of them on the show with you there so that we get their feedback from them. Now, you're listening to Peacemakers program on Radio Maria. It's a few seconds with this break, and we'll continue.
Peacemakers.
Yes, this is Peacemakers with me, Gabriel Shadar, and I'm talking on this program today to Benjamin Yol, Civil Affairs Officer in Lakes State, and he's talking to us from Rumbek. Benjamin, Civil Affairs Division also supported peace campaign in different schools in Lakes State. So tell us about why did you start this program and what does it involve?
Chadar, this program is very useful. We look at recent South Sudan curriculum. It also entails support the issue of peace being enshrined into our curriculum, which is so good. So the culture of peace has to be also taught in different schools. And so we thought probably it could be good if we engage different secondary schools on debate, drama, cultural festival, and perhaps a sport for peace, which involve different counties from different schools. The intention is to bring them together so that we have an opportunity to voice out key messages for the peace and to assure the community and also build that culture of peace in the youth, particularly students from different schools.
Mm-hmm.
That's the focus mm-hmm. of having, yeah.
Yeah, and who have been your partners in doing this?
We have different many national NGOs. Oxfam has been supporting it. DART also has been playing around, and we have local CBOs. Some are actually planning to come, and we have the same thing again being repeated. We have been doing it in partnership with most of peace partners, Peace Canal and the rest. They've been under Ministry of Youth, Culture and Sport, and we also have a peace building ministry that also support the same activity.
Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of bodies being there. So how does it happen? It happens that you go from school to school, or it is between schools, intra schools, if I can say, where they can even show and compete and all that. What does it involve really?
We make it inter-schools competition initially. That's one program that we have inter-schools. After we are done with it, then we have also the counties, which means each county will be represented by their team. Like recently, we had Greater Yurul. They all played, and one team qualified from Greater Yurul, and now they are coming to Rumbek. And we also have Rumbek, Rumbek North, Rumbek Center, Rumbek East, Ulu, and Chebet. They will all be coming to compete, I think, from next week we will start on these inter-counties again, because we had started earlier. It was covered Greater Yurul, and now the next level is now to come to Rumbek here and begin to finalize the cup, the inter-counties cup.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one for the schools, there's one for the counties. We engage them differently, and people are very interesting. You can be surprised the huge turnout of the communities to come and watch their people, youth playing. They come kind of coming together is a one way of building a social cohesion among the youth. At the end of the sport, you even find them dancing. You find some artists performing. Mm-hmm. This is the meaning of it anyway, bringing people together to share or enjoy their peace.
Mm-hmm. These are rare occasions in which school children or school students come together in big numbers from one area to another, because during the last even 7-6 years they did not even see face to face because of a lot of insecurity, cattle raid, and Lagos State became an epitome of violence and insecurity and all that. So it's quite really surprising or even exciting to hear something like this taking place. How do you feel about that?
It's so exciting. So many people are calling us to really confirm. Some could even visit from far places to come and witness what is actually happening in Rumbek. Trust me, Chadar, you can even stay overnight here. There are so many clubs that if you come at night, you find them and they are dancing. They are even the crew, which was used to be the famous causing problem inside the town, are no longer existing. Mm. You find them dancing together at night, each artist performing, people come, enjoy themselves, and then they go back,
mm-hmm.
Normally without fighting. This is a sign that excites so many people, and we really appreciate that. It's a credit to the peace partners, it's a credit to the government, it's a credit also to the community for accepting to live in peace. It's really good. It's quite exciting. We cherish it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really a great change, and Lagos State is becoming the talk of the country, and even the neighbors and all this kind of movement also is very, very smooth. People cross in and out of lakes without major problems. It's only the speed people are driving with It has landed people into a lot of accidents when they reach when they pass Ural. It's a lot of high speed people are having accidents there. But generally in the state, we can say that it is really peaceful. Now, let me conclude with a reference to the migration, but I connect it also to your early warning in Civil Affairs Division and your partners. Dry season is usually a time of conflict. This is a kind of cyclical. It happened automatically or just a kind of a habit. So we had maybe one accident or two in which there was a cattle raid between Panyajar and Rumbek North, and that was kind of triggering a conflict. And also we had another case in which a huge number of cattle moved from Tonya to the grazing land that is adjacent to Lakes State. So how do you look at these two situations?
Chadar, you are absolutely right. There are still few incidences of cattle theft here and there, but not within Lakes State, but between Lakes and their neighboring communities. Mm-hmm. However, this issue of Panyajar, trust me, the County Commissioner of Panyajar is a very proactive member, and there are success stories based on our previous meeting with the commissioners, with the community of Panyajar. They were brought here. We had an interstate dialogue or a neighboring county with Panyajar, with the Rumbek East, Rumbek Center. It was conducted here within Rumbek, Rumbek town. Of course, this recent cattle theft in Rumbek North is the one that caused alarm. It never been there, and people had been discouraged from doing that. There is a free movement between Panyajar and Amongping. There has been businesses starting from there. However, in a recent cattle theft in Rumbek North, we actually heard from the commissioner that he recovered close to 30 cows, which are already with him in Panyajar. He called and he told the peace committee on this side that those cattle we were taken from Rumbek North, he recovered 30 and is still pursuing those individuals who perpetrated this cattle theft. Indeed, there are deviants who are still in the border. There are people who really wanted not to have a peaceful coexistence between Nuer, or particularly between Panyajar and Greater Rumbek. And these people, they are not even living in Panyajar. They are living within Lagos State here. Some are allegedly reported to be settling in places like Rare and places like that. That's where they are hiding. And they could come maneuver between the or among the counties within Lakes here and still and take it to the other part. This is a concern. Even the commissioner basically is concerned about this. And to trust me, the committee which was formed to make up the court, the border court, they were actually in Amongping. About five people were sent from Panyajar to join the other five from here to form a court to preside over the cases in the border area, you see. Mm-hmm. So there is a real peaceful coexistence. Those are just elements, suspected elements who are hiding around, and they are the one causing that havoc. Mm-hmm. The same thing also can be indicated inside of Tiap Tiap. There are elements of people who call themselves Unamis. It's a collection of different personalities from Agar, from Rik, from Luanjiang. They live together. These criminals are the one causing problem in the area. So those people exist everywhere.
You said they call themselves Unamis, but they are about crime.
They call because they know Unamis as different individuals working in it from different countries. So that's what they were actually calling themselves. So
I think
because they have criminals.
I think they should be sued and brought to court because of taking the name of a peacekeeping mission and using it for gang issues and cattle raiding. It's quite phenomenal. But let me go back to this court that was a border court or intra-county court between Amongping and Panyajar. And there you said five judges from Amongping and five from Panyajar, which is from the unity state, they are in one place and they are judging cases?
According to the resolutions adopted, they say there should be a accord between the Panyajar and center, that's between Among Peng, and the sitting place would be Among Peng, and they're supposed to be provided with the forces that would actually guard or protect them. And then they say the two ministers of peace building, ministers of local government in unity and legacy will sit down and develop what they call terms of reference. What would be their limit? How would they give the fines and how their operation, how powers, their powers limited, how they should be stipulated by the two. That was the thing which is still lacking. But otherwise, the members were identified, the area is already allocated, forces are not yet given, but we believe the place is already peaceful. What we needed is a terms of reference to be developed by the ministers of local governments in the two states. That would be given to them to give them go ahead to start their activities in the border.
Thanks.
They actually started, and they even told me that they apprehended about two people who were suspected to have been involved in the cattle thefts. They had already apprehended the two suspects in the border area.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Benjamin, as we come to the concluding minutes, let's see what is upcoming for you, the civil affairs in Lakes. Until we meet again in another discussion, maybe after 6 weeks.
We are planning to have some engagement between Luanjiang and Pakam. There is actually a tension growing between the two communities. We engage the MPs of Luanjiang. We engage the MPs in Lagos State for Rumbek North. We actually flown them into the area to disengage the Pakam youth to come back, not to interfere with the Luanjiang, who have now settled in the areas closer to the border. And the same thing is being done also inside of Warap. So we are planning again to engage them, because the tension is still growing. And you see the government forces have now went to the area also to control the youth from attacking each other. So it's still civil affairs will go tomorrow to still have a sustainable engagement with the youth. To pick up where we left them and tell them to disassociate themselves from clashing with Luanjiang. This is the main issue which is giving us a headache in the state, but otherwise other places are all right. And we are engaging the youth from different places, and we have been visiting different places also to see into it that they are living in peace. Even some of the areas where we conducted migration conference, we have been visiting them again to see those adopted resolutions are being implemented, and of course they are successfully doing it. So the next target now is to see into it how we control Luanjiang and Pakam not to fight, and we are engaging them already. So we will also lead the patrol to the area tomorrow.
Thank you very, very much, Benjamin Makur. You are the civil affairs officer in Lakes State under the United Nations Mission in South Sudan has been talking to me on this program, Peacemakers on Radio Maria. And this program comes to you always every Tuesday at 9 a.m. And thank you very much, Benjamin, and see you again in a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
Thank you. And
thank you.
Of course, we've come to the end of today's Peacemakers. It was all from me, Gabriel Shadar.
101 FM. About the nation, across the nation. Radio Miraya.
Peacemakers. Many alternatives. The same goal. Peace for one is peace for all. Peacemakers. Peacemakers. Many alternatives. The same goal. Peace for one is peace for all. Peacemakers.
101 FM. About the nation, across the nation. Radio Miraya.
Sure. I cut the edge of the knife and it hurts just a little. Yeah, and I know, and I know, and I know, and I know that I can't be your friend. It's my head on my heart and I'm caught in the middle.
Loving it more than I should. I know I should leave.